Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Saturday 3rd of August. The championship gets underway. It starts to all become a bit more real now, doesn't it? I didn't see the game last night, but apparently a bit of a cracker to open the championship, Luton Middlesbrough. We wouldn't have had Middlesbrough down for scoring three goals, but the 3-3 draw by all accounts was a good one. So what have we got? Well, we did the old Jethro bit. It's had a bit of feedback on that. Glad some of you enjoyed it. I will ask if you do like the podcast, whatever medium you listen to, if you can like it, retweet it and leave positive reviews on iTunes or whatever. The numbers do drop down and then that just helps get them up to a level where I might feel that it's worth it. I'm going to do it anyway, but it's just nice to know that some people are listening rather than just talking to myself. So what else has happened this week? I missed a few bits off. Spurs won a trophy. I don't think I mentioned that on the pod. Spurs won a trophy. Audi Cup winners. Flipping got it in the bag. Interesting last week ahead. I can't say I gave Levy the old clean slate for the Champions League final, but other than on Ndombele, nothing's really happening. So it's got to be a big week now in the transfer window for Tottenham. Can't just keep carrying on as we are and expecting to be winning anything, but it will be interesting to see what happens. I think we might see a few go. It's whether we see any come in. Thursday, I met a few more FTS people. I met a guy, Lee, came down from Manchester to meet me, wanted to discuss something with me. So he turned up at my office and nice lad, actually, Lee. He was a good lad. He's one of them Cockney Manx. You know, he comes from Dagenham, should support Spurs, but supports Man U. Supported Man U since he was a kid because they were successful, managed to then go and hunt out a Manchester wife so he could end up living up there, giving him an excuse. Pathetic, really. But he nice lad, and he quite a good punter, and he said he was nervous to meet me, I don't know why, and then he went to the loo and came back like he pissed himself, covered his trousers were soaking wet. We don't actually know what happened, but if you were that nervously, I apologise, son. I hope you found me a decent guy. Chrissy spreadsheet's gone into hiding, had holiday, and then I'm awaiting some work. Good lad, Chrissy. But he texted me yesterday, said he's been busy. I don't know what is busy in the world of Excel, sitting at your desk doing a couple of formulas, eating flipping wine gums. Come on, Chrissy, get on it, son. Business, we've got some business. I'll show you busy. Come and spend a day with me. And then yesterday, obviously, we got the odds sheet out. First seminar trades out, went nicely. But I spent most of my day pretty much from sort of early morning through till I packed up in the evening on this issue of sharing info and putting bets elsewhere. I don't even understand it, I'll be honest. I mean, a couple of people I lost the plot with yesterday, as I'm prone to do. I don't really get it. Firstly, I'd never take the piss out of anyone and nick other people's info, which I could do easily. I mean, I get loads of people send me stuff. Why would you? I just don't even get why you would. You know, I've always tried to work with people and they've approached me with stuff. And for you guys, what are you getting out of it? I don't really get. Obviously, people who are trying to relay and make a few quid, well, they're just fucking parasite scum. And if I find them, they'll just be gone. Simple as that. I mean, and I do tend to find them because it's a big thing, internet gambling. It's actually a fairly small world because people get involved in everything and most things feedback, which obviously I showed an example of yesterday. But the people just sharing, what is it like? An ego thing. I mean, sort of, I'm not going to go into names, but because it wasn't just one person yesterday, it wasn't just two. There's a few been doing it or trying to do it. And all you're actually doing is fucking it up for yourselves as much as anybody. Just imagine if I do my odd sheet, then I put my bets on, which is my obviously priority because I do the work, so I get that first dibs. I then try my hardest to protect it for you guys by keeping numbers down. I don't have webinars with 20,000 people and keep rechurning the same old shit out every 6 months that people do, you know, and getting another 200 people doing it and then that doesn't work. We have a season long sub. The reason we only have a season long because I want people who are committed, not people who join for a month and leave. And we have 102 members this year. Now, There's only 38 games on the coupon yesterday, I think it was. Of those, there's probably only 10, 15 games that are going to cover people's methods. So you want to protect those for the people that are there. Imagine if I took all the best games. You know, I know what people bet strong favourites, lay the draw. Imagine if I took that and gave it all to my mates and said, you have 500 on that one. You guys would end up paying a 10, 15, 20% premium by the end of it on losers. And that's exactly all you're causing. You're fucking it up for other FTS members who you should have a bit of respect for. It's just human decency. And ultimately for yourself, because two things are going to happen. The prices are going to shoot up. You're going to struggle yourself. Or you're going to take the only price available because you need to take that before you send it out, which again may not be the right thing to do. Or I'm going to find you and kick you off and you'll never have access to it ever again. I don't get what you get out of this sort of, oh, look at me, it's my ego, look at me, I'm posting this bet, look at me. I've never really understood it. I post bets on the podcast because people ask for them. It's not an ego thing, people ask for them. There's a lot of people who only, you know, I've had a few emails today, can I do the trading PDFs, please, from people who don't get to bet during the week, so they can only dive in on a Saturday. So they liked those. Can I go back into them? For me, it's a time thing whether I can offer that. But for you guys, I just don't get it. I really don't get what... And if you were going to post it, why wouldn't you post it for FTS members? Why would you post it elsewhere? I don't know what you're trying to achieve. Just anyway, fucking madness. I've done this 13 years now, and I genuinely, there are very few days go by where I'm not fucking surprised by something that happens. And I had a few yesterday, a couple made me lose the plot. One annoyed me, one really pissed me off and disappointed me. But yeah, just interesting. Anyway, enough of that, I'm waffling. What have we got? Right, let's give you some football bets. We're in a running now, so I'm going to try and give you some actual fixed odds bets. I did this last year. If anybody wants to keep a record of these, I'm more than welcome for them to do so, please. You can even send it to me and I can let people know. I'm not going to be keeping a record of them because I've got too much to do. But I've got three odds-on shots, one in each league. The Championship, the League One and League Two, all home. Blackburn are too big to beat Charlton, 1.79. Sunderland are too big to beat Oxford, 1.77, and Exeter are too big to beat my relegation anti post tip Macclesfield, 1.87. They were the times price at the time of looking. Blackburn 1.79 Championship, Sunderland 1.77 League One, and Exeter 1.87 League Two. Homes, do whatever you want. Put them in a mega racker, Trixie, doubles, patents, triples, whatever you bloody want. Trades over 2.5. Those of you who listened to the podcast earlier in the week may have noted my little Championship angle. So here's a little one here, which is Championship Millwall versus Preston. That is a over 2.5 trade. I've got that too big. I think it's 2.3 on my figures. That is too big. You can go straight in from kickoff. My method would be back it over the first 15 minutes or so. Trade out on a goal to remove liability. So that's in the Championship, Millwall versus Preston, 2.3. I fancy Millwall to win that game, by the way, but it's not a bet. And I also fancy Swansea to win today. So just those as a couple of notes. I fancy, Swansea to beat Hull and Millwall to beat Preston also, but my bet of the Championship was Blackburn to beat Charlton. Horses got two trades. Roundhay Park in the Thirsk 250. Just check that it is the 250. I'm useless, I can't even read what I write at times. Scribbling, Roundhay Park's a bit short now, actually it's four something, I look, I think. Roundhay Park, 25-30% trade in the 250 at Thirsk, 5-10 at Thirsk, 1 to go, 4.1 David Allen, another 25% trade, 1 to go in the 5-10 at Thirsk. A win bet at Hamilton in the 720, is it 720? Useless I am. Tarbush in the 720 at Hamilton. A win bet, another win bet at Thirsk. You see how organised I am in the order of these. Going back to the 435 at Thirsk, Buriram. Don't back that if it goes below 3, but if you can get above 3, Burraram in the 4.35 at Thirsk. And an each way in the first race at Goodwood, the 150 at Goodwood, it's an absolute cavalry charge. 20 runners, 23 runners, 6 furlongs, but I like Tinto in this. It's a bit too big for me. Tinto each way in the 150 at Goodwood. Right, I think that's it. I think, what is that? Yeah, 10 minutes of nonsense. A few bets for everybody to get in. As always, only get involved if it suits you. You know, a lot of this stuff, as I say, is for people perhaps not on Ultimate, not on the trading days that, you know, just want to have a look. I do my best. You know, there's serious bets. It's not just stick a pin in. It's all based on numbers. I try and find you a bit of value. Certainly Saturdays I will always try and do this for you, and I will midweek. And as I say, on the trading PDFs, I'm not doing a written version, but I'll have a think about an audio version over the next couple of weeks. I really need all the leagues to get going and just see how my time is, and fill the sheets up with trading days. But have a lovely Saturday. It's a nice, beautiful day again, and I'll be back with you in the morning.